Hey, my fam, and welcome to this special episode. The last episode of season one. Season one, episode 10. And here's a turn. We've actually got two people on the same episode. Enya, and I've also teleported Marvin back, as he was in season one, episode one. I've got him back for the last episode of season one. So yeah, we'll be discussing three different topics. Enya, how are you doing today? And how does it feel to be on my stuff podcast?
I am good.
Nice. Marvin, you have already been on this podcast and you've already experienced it and you've watched you've watched every single episode except for one. So yeah, how does it feel to be back? How you doing?
I'm doing good. And I haven't watched all the episodes. I've only watched
I said all of them. A bit of them.
Yeah.
Good.
But it's good to be
back. Well, at least over four, I think.
Yeah, but it's good to be back. Yeah.
Okay, so as I mentioned, this podcast will be different since it's, you know, there's going to be three different key topics, and I've actually got two people on the same podcast. So it'll be a little bit different to how I usually do my podcasts. Let's start off the first question. Enya. How's school going generally for you? How's it going?
It's okay. Not the best, but not that bad either, you know?
Yeah, I'm getting to the school groove, you know? Because, you know, school just started and all. So, we all got to just relax in, see who's who, explore the school a little bit. You know, all the usual stuff.
Yeah.
Marvin, how's school going for you?
It's actually going pretty well. I haven't really accomplished my achievements yet, but it's going well. It's going well. I got some advice from episode one, and I actually helped.
Yeah. I'm sponsored by my own podcast, so you guys can check out, you know, episode one, season one, getting into the school groove with Marvin in it, and Marvin's back, because it's the school race podcast. I won't tell you what the other things of the podcast are yet. For me, school is going pretty good. School is going pretty decently. I'm, you know, making my friends, I'm exploring the school. Like, whenever I have a lesson, I won't have to check my timetable because I already know where it is. I'll need to check, of course, what lesson I have. Sometimes I actually remember. Let me try. On the Thursday, I have English first. No, Thursday, I have music first, then English, then PE, then oh no, I messed up. Anyways, I think Ari, then science, but you know,
he's also my timetable is gone.
Yeah, so school for me is going generally good, you know, fitting in, getting into school groove. We're just, you know, and you know, my own advice and Marvin's advice from episode one did help a lot. Enya, have you got detention?
Twice, actually. Once this
what
week,
happened?
Actually.
What
well,
did you do?
apparently, I was late 4 minutes, according to my math teacher, but I was actually like a minute late, that's really it. She just overreacted, and then same time again, maths, I was apparently 10 minutes late, but I was barely late, honestly. I was barely late. She just had a mood with me those two times, and I'm not really sure why, but yeah.
Oh wow. does she not like you or something? Does she tend to not like you?
She has her day. She's actually a really sweet teacher in general. She can sometimes be a bit mean sometimes and just give me too many reminders and just, I don't know, she gives me like annoying looks. She's like, you know, the look like, okay, I'm not having a mood with you today, you know, that look. Yeah, death stare as well.
Marvin, have you had any detentions? Including lunch detentions and break time detentions, like where you have to stay in at break or stay in at lunch to do something?
No, because in my school we get attention rarely, to be honest, because they warn us too much time, in my opinion.
Well, it depends what teacher, I guess.
Yeah, it depends what teacher. If the teacher is really good, then either she or he won't give us some chances. But if this week is bad, then we're gonna get sent easily.
They'll just give you straight detention for C1. No, not detention, but straight C1 just for talking at all, even once. Me. Yeah. I've got an after-school detention once, and that detention wasn't my fault. So they took away, you know, the late marks and stuff, because that detention wasn't even my fault. And I've got two lunchtime detentions. Yeah, so... You know, I'm, But no, I'm not a trouble guy, I don't do that stuff, but... You know. Anyways. Enya.
Yes.
What is the most trouble you've gone in at school?
Probably, I've gone in trouble many times. I can't really remember. Okay, I was walking, right? So it was math, and I have a toilet pass for reasons. And I was like, oh, miss, can I go to the toilet? I've got a toilet pass. She knows, I've got my pass, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. You get the problem. I go to her toilet, and these kids were messing around and, like, you know, they were just making big deals about everything. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna go, you know, get out the toilet here just for you and all that. They were vaping, stuff like that. Just being naughty, very naughty. And me and this other dude, right? So in our school, so in math, our toilets are a bit of mixed just in math. But we have like cubs where there's like only for girls and only for boys, you get what I mean? But it was just like the little place where we had to stand where I'd be next to a boy or something. So I was standing next to this dude and we were just waiting. He was like, you know, I'm not gonna wait long, I really need to go to the toilet. I was like, yeah, me too. So I was like, why don't we go to science? Where's the nearest toilet? And plus I was waiting like math for like 10 minutes, or like the teacher would shout at me. So I was like, okay, let's go science. So I was walking to science and this teacher stopped us. He was like, hi, where do you think you're going? Skipping class? I'm like, sir, I'm not skipping class. I really need the toilet. And he said, why didn't you go math toilet? I'm like, sir, there's some kids messing there. He's like, all right, nice excuse. Right, who's your teacher? I'm like, you get the process. We talked to the head of the year and they had to have so much evidence just to prove that I wasn't skipping class because I didn't want to get IE or anything. So, you know.
Wow.
I was just really annoyed because I was screamed at and it was just annoying. And, okay, this other time, this one's a real quick one, by the way, because I've gotten trouble many times. I think this worse, but we were doing our GL test. I'm not sure if you know what it is, but basically our test in the beginning of the year, we call them GL. And we had to, like, you know, see what we are, like, in English, math, all that sort. So we had to go to the sports hall. There was half of year 7 there, right? And it was actually pretty big, I'm not gonna lie. And in front of everyone, I literally just turned around because someone was talking to me. I was like, yeah? And this teacher in front of everyone proper screamed. She goes, oh yeah, come out the back! Stop talking now! Actually, come here! And I had to go to her and she just took me out of the hall and she started screaming at my face. And I was like, gosh. So she just got me in trouble and then I had a C4. Yeah, oh, not that fun.
That's crazy. Marvin.
This was by the way.
Yeah, let's see a more of a calmer before. Marvin, how much trouble have you gotten in? What's the most thing you've gotten in trouble for?
I haven't really got into trouble, but the most thing, I don't know, but the most troublish thing I got into. I don't know, I haven't really got into any trouble to be honest. But if it was going to be the weirdest thing ever, but I got into trouble because I was talking, yeah. It was like in science. So I was talking.
Oh.
Nicole probably knows.
Big trouble for sure.
That was a miracle. I said one word to miracle, and the teacher just identified me straight away, saying, stop talking. The second time, I just touched my teeth.
No, remember, she was asking, what's your name? I'll speak to your old teacher.
Oh, yeah. And then I touched my key, yeah, and she sent me to the other side of the table, and I looked so depressed. like, so no tax. I actually look so depressed. And I actually look so depressed. And I'm just staring at Miracle there. And just staring at Miracle.
The most trouble I've gone in is the part when I got a lunch DT.
Okay.
So, and I got two of these lunch DTs from the same teacher in the same place.
Sorry for interrupting. I was going to mention, Mavin, you're too innocent to get into any trouble. That is probably the most. I'm not really. I am quite shocked because, yeah. And Miracle, I don't know, you probably got into a bunch of trouble. Carrying on.
So, basically, right, the first time that I got a lunch DT was because it was in maths. So, basically, right. basically, there's these two people who sit in front of me. These two girls who sit in front of me. And I sit behind them. And I'm at the very back of the classroom. So, how it started was, basically, all they did was turn around and talk to me. And actually, no, one girl, she turned around. And you know them people who just turn around and tell you to shut up even though you're not talking? Just to annoy you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did that to me. And then I was like, bro, I'm not even talking. And then my teacher looks at me and thinks, and then tells me, and then he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, what do you mean? Nothing. And then, you know, and then he's like, no, it has to be something. And if you don't tell me now, you'll be staying in a break time. I mean, at lunchtime. And I told you, it's nothing. Literally nothing. I mean, I still had to be stayed in just to explain to him nothing. And the other girl, who even made me get in trouble, they didn't have to stay in. They were just there eating their food at lunchtime. And the most annoying thing was when I got in the lunch queue, because like, everyone's gone in, like everyone's gone. There was barely any food. Bro. Everyone took all the good food.
Oh, like, God. Wow. That is sad.
The other time, I got a lunch DT. It was like yesterday even. Was because...
Oh, yeah.
The girls, you know, it was same, them two girls again. These two girls, right? They... So basically, I asked one of the girls for a glue stick. And then they just gave me the glue stick. And then after, I gave them the glue stick back. And then the teacher's like, why talking? Why talking? I just did nothing. There's literally nothing. Again, I just given them the glue stick back. And then he's like, no, there must have been something else because you three are always talking. There's always something you three are talking about. And I was like, no, literally nothing. And then... start staying again, all three of us this time, just to give him nothing. that was a nice story, I guess. Enya, how many friends have you made without naming any names, like as a number? Yeah. How many friends have you made?
Oh gosh, okay, I've made well, some I already knew there from like out of school and all that sorts, but do you want me to count? Oh, in school. Oh, okay. Trying to think. I've got many. I'll say around 15, maybe 15. I think around that number, maybe less, maybe more. Somewhere around that.
Nice. How are your friendships doing generally? Are you good? Got some friends?
Well, some are pretty toxic and I know it already, but I just go with it anyway. And some are actually really good friends. I've already made a couple best friends as well. And a lot of them, most of them are good. Some of them are not. But I mean, sometimes, like, I don't know, I just
at least you're rolling with it, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And they just
never
I just feel bad,
be
so
in
just
a
like...
trio friendship. Never, ever, never, ever, ever.
I have been.
Well, that's sad because there's always going to be these two friends who like each other more than that other friend, and that other friend will get left out more. So,
yes.
My daily tip is to never be in a trio friendship.
Yeah. So, now, can I basically give some advice? Basically, being in a trio friendship. I believe it or not, it might work out for like a thousand years, but then a year after, they're just gonna break up. There's only like the tree is gonna just end. But either be in a duo or like a group of four.
Dynamic
or
duo.
Yeah, any even number, not an odd number. Like, for me, odd numbers are really unlucky as well. So, like, I've got OCD.
A quad
like,
is good. A quad is always nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Marvin, how many friends have you made? As a number, of course.
Zero.
No. Okay, how many friends have you made?
I'm just kidding. I made, like, anti-count.
Marvin counting music. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, sorry, dun, did you say £90 of friends?
No, Marvin counting music. I'm gonna put some Marvin counting music while Marvin counts. Marvin, you can start counting now.
Okay. Sorry about the background noise, by the way.
Like 9 friends.
No, that's decent. That's pretty
that's
good.
That's really decent, you know.
Tell pretty me they're nice. All right. Yes, they are real. Don't worry, they are.
Good child, not very good.
I'm gonna count mine. I've made about
the whole school.
I've got loads to count.
Yeah. So, whilst you're counting, I'll say that I've got like not just in year 7, but in other years as well. So, in year 7, I probably only have like 5 or something then.
You and Marvin can talk about some while I count. I want to go through all of the forms and count, but it'll be too long.
Oh my god.
I'll guess...
79.
20, but that's a high number.
Oh my gosh, wow, that's very
How
well.
About something more than 20, because like, I talk to many people during one day. I literally go around and talk to literally every single person I see. Like, you literally catch me waffling to this one person I've never spoke to before, and I give them the weirdest first impression of me. Trust me, there was someone today I've never spoke to them, and I literally just came up to them and in front of their face and said, "Oh, I remember you. I held you in my hand as a baby, as a child. I was there when you were born.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
I remember
like, I
you.
I wiped your bunda." And I'm like,
yes, I literally never knew that person and gave them the weirdest first impression of me.
Literally, I was going to dance with my friend once, and this lady comes up to me and she's like, "Hey, do you remember me?" I'm like, "Sorry, I don't know who you are." She's like, "I used to like your bunda when you were a little baby." Oh, sorry, I really don't know who you are. And then she said, "Oh, okay, tell your mama I said hi." I'm like, "Okay." I had no clue. And my mom said that was my auntie. Who the hell how many aunties do I need?
Wow.
I've got so unexpected many, dream. You know, I've got, it's just me, but I'm not going to give away, like, my ethnicity or nationality or anything, but I'm pretty sure you guys would guess, but I'm mixed as well, so. But is this just me, but my, like, my family, right? Especially my dad's part of my family is so big. I don't even know half my cousins. I don't even know any of my almost any. I know my cousins that live in England and all that, sheesh, and in Sweden, but I don't know all of them. And I literally discovered this year that I have some cousins that live actually really close to me, and I never even knew they were my cousins. I thought they were some random people that like shopping in the shop I go to. I'm not gonna mention which one, but obviously, but you know, I was like, wow.
Okay. Oh my gosh. You live, you learn. Okay. Next question for Marvin. What is the craziest thing that's happened in your school since you started, Marvin?
Oh, Miracle, you may want to sit down.
Oh, I already peeled my banana, I'm ready.
That's cringe. Oh my god. Okay, so I went to a trip. I'm not going to mention it, really.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh, but no, don't tell me about the trip, because I have questions
I heard
about
of my
the trip.
Friends
don't tell me. Marvin, don't explain the trip yet. I've got questions about the trip. Don't worry. We'll get to there. What other crazy things have happened? What's the second most craziest thing, then?
I'm coming in test.
Nearly.
But you got Marvin, you cheated in a test! Are you mad?
No, I didn't.
Did you just say that you cheated in a test? I'm literally half deaf, guys, so except sorry about that.
Okay then. Back to the story. Enya. one most common thing what happened to you? I'm now the host.
For white
to me in school, or something that I've seen in school.
Yeah. No, something that's happened that you've seen, witnessed, or happened to you during in school. Okay. The craziest thing.
So in my school we have so many fights, we have scheduled fights, right? And we have a place called Hardcore, which is like a really big playground, I guess you could call it, and we go there, that's where most of the fights happen. And yeah, I've seen a bunch of fights. Well, so today I after school, so I was like, I finished school and this kid with crutches, right, he was suffering, and this other kid just decided to fight him, and the guy with crutches just fell down and had nothing to do, and the teachers just stood there and watched it happen. And yeah, that's really it. And it's mad.
Gosh.
I know. And this
other time, bro, them teachers need to be fired or do something.
Yeah. And this other thing that happened, which actually happened to me, I badly needed the loo, right? And I needed the loo so badly, and it was science class, and the science teacher does not let anybody, and I mean not even her favorite student, go up to the toilet. Even if you have a toilet patch, she's literally not like, go. Miss, can I please go? I think I'm actually gonna have an accident, and I actually almost did. I'm not gonna go too much into that, but yeah, I was like, Miss, I actually really, really, I was halfway, you know. And I was like, oh my gosh, Miss, I just ran out of the classroom because I needed to go loo. And then I came back and I got a C4 because apparently I ran out of the classroom. Then she said I almost got detention, but you know, I didn't end up getting one. And I had to get my parents to talk to school for them. That's how we got to one in the past, actually. Story. And there's other reasons as well, but you know.
You don't need to go into detail, you see.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Okay, next question. Evan, what would you rate your current experiences at school? So, I mean, how's school going just generally, and how would you rate it? Like, the stuff you've witnessed, the stuff you experienced.
Like, out of 10, I would do it's kind of hard, this. Like, at the start of the year, I became more smarter. But now people may be replacing me. But like, I'm being myself, so. I'm being myself, so. I'll give it a 7.8 or 9. Like that.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
He went proper silent for a second.
Where's Miracle anyway? Where is he?
Yeah, I think he disconnected. He lagged for a second. Okay, guys, he's probably gonna friend.
So yes, as I was saying, I like how you did really act on the episode 1, season 1 of the Mirror Star podcast. You did use that to help and benefit your actions in school. Okay, Marvin, this question is for you. Summary of September. How was your whole September going?
It was way better than November. Sum it up.
What happened in September for you?
I became smarter. Like, I don't know how I became smarter. I became one of the smartest people in the class, apparently. I became the nerd. It was a bit of a November. Like, I'll give it like a 9 out of 10. Way better.
Okay, that's a decent score. I will ask Enya shortly. But can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, so yeah. I'll ask Anya shortly. But my September, it was maybe, I think that was my worst month.
What? How?
I feel like, because in October and November, I felt more settled in. I actually gained more friends and stuff like that. Like, September was more, September to me was more of a know my surroundings month. And by that, I mean, know where my classes are, know the clubs, know what I should be doing, know the people around me and who I'd want to and who I'd want to be friends with and who I wouldn't want to be friends with because they wouldn't be a good example or not the best person, you know, suitable. So that was basically just know what's around me and focusing on myself. So it's not really, that was, of course I still talk to people as I usually did. Of course I wouldn't be lonely crying on a bench. But of course I would still maybe have like one or two friends or three I would talk to. But that's more of a month of, you know. And October, I branched out a little more. So this is my summary of October. So in October, I branched out a little bit more. With the trip, I actually gained more friends. I talked to more people. I was more social. I was more communicating to the people, you know, around me and stuff like that. Spoke to them more. I kind of just discovered basically who I want. Well, because usually everyone has a reputation and everyone has a standard. So I was processing what my standard or reputation should be like, or if people want to know me as this person or that person or this person, and how I introduce myself to people is by doing in their face or being some weird or something like that. I don't know, some random. What's your summary of October?
October. Oh, I'm actually kind of hard. But October, like, I began to worry more. Like, I began to my negative thoughts and a lot of thoughts started to take over my body, and I started to really get concerned. Negative feelings just conquered my body, and it kind of distracted my school era. I had to check my school things. But I got more friends. I always had people by my side from primary school or from people I knew from September. For example, you, obviously. And yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I also forgot to mention that for this podcast I'm also adding another person, since, you know, it's a special episode for this one. It's more unique, it's more special. So yeah, I've also got Freya, you know.
Hi.
Extra stuff. So yeah, Freya, how are you doing and how does it feel to be on my show podcast today?
Good.
This special episode. Nice. Okay, so I didn't mention to you that what this podcast is actually, well, this episode specifically is actually about. This episode is going to be linked between some different things, cartoons, stuff like that, you know. So yeah, we're also going to be talking about school in general. So for you, Freya, how's your, what would you rate your current school experience? Like, how's everything going?
It's not that, I just feel like some of the older kids think they can be in charge of me, so it's one of them.
Yeah. Summarize your whole September of school. How was it? What did you do? What did you learn? How did you feel? What did you overcome during September?
Let's say that it's a cool brand new start, I would say. Like, you're all back to the lower level.
Yeah. What about October?
It was all right. Yeah. Now we've got into it all.
Yeah. But, and what about November till now?
Because now you know where you're going and all that. It's probably better.
Yeah. Marvin, what's your favorite month of school? So out of September, October, and November, what's your favorite month?
I'll say September.
Freya, what about you?
Probably November, just because you're used to it all now, I would say.
Yeah, same for me. November, I've overcame some more things and learned new things. And I'm just who I want to be, I guess. Marvin, what's your favorite thing to get at lunch, like food-wise?
Food-wise?
Yes, sir.
I've got two things. Number one, I think chicken wings. I think that's the part. I think that's the best thing.
Yeah, the chicken wings. Oh yeah, sorry, Marvin, continue. I had today, so very slow with things. Marvin, continue. Sorry.
Second thing is chicken burgers. I really enjoy nice. Them. I got used to the taste.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Freya, what about you? What do you get at lunchtime?
It's one of them where you just have to wait and see what's there, to be honest. Because the menu always changes.
True. What I get is I have variety. So, well, no, not really. But I get different things sometimes. Just depending on what's actually there. So, I would sometimes get two sausage rolls.
Oh yeah, sausage roll, that ain't got
a burger, chicken burger, and a sausage roll.
Sausage rolls are really nice.
Chicken nugget and a sausage roll. I always get a sausage roll. Chicken nuggets and a sausage roll. And people always like, can you buy me something today? I'll pay you back. And there's this one girl where we just buy each other things. Like, be like, oh, you gave me something. You have to buy me something now. And then, oh, can you buy me this? Can you buy me that? Then, oh, you got to get me my Skittles. You're going to get me my Star Wars. You're going to get me my crisps. But yeah, don't worry. I'll get it.
That happens to me once.
Yeah, there was the happening for stuff. Marvin, what's your favorite lesson?
Actually, it's pretty hard because I really enjoy math and I really enjoy history and a bit of geography. But if I had to decide, math is my favorite because it's most interesting and it's pretty easy to learn.
Yeah. Freya, what about you? What's your favorite subject at school to learn or just lesson?
I would kind of say history.
Why?
Probably because, you learn something new every day and, you find out what's been happening in the past from our world ages ago. So it's one of them.
Yeah. I don't want to sound like one of them people, but of course my favorite is PE. It's just easy.
PE's really
fun.
Though.
Yeah,
I just fun. I also like math is decent. That's pretty cool.
My maths is kind of you have to. It's one of them where it's hard because we went straight in with algebra, then we started moving up. I'm with the person who's in charge of the whole maths, and it's getting complicated. Yeah. But yeah.
Same.
But PE is very enjoyable, to be honest. Very enjoyable.
Yeah, I like how they changed it up, because before it was just Thursday you would do football, and then Friday you'd have to do some hard weightlifting or running around or mats skipping and stuff like that. It was very hard on a Friday, but now they do basketball on Friday. I mean, well, for you, Freya, wait, what days do you have PE on?
I have mine Thursday and Friday. Thursday we do basketball, then we do touch rugby.
Okay.
When the boys are doing basketball is when I'm trying to get in to where we need to go, I feel like a basketball's gonna just hit me.
See, I have to crouch and then look up. One nearly hit my head and I just reflected off me. Marvin, what lesson has the best seating plan in your opinion? Like, where your favorite place to sit in? Like, when you're saying this to friends or something like that?
I don't know. Probably the best is where we want to sit next to friends. I need to think about it.
or my brother, really. Because maths, I sit next to Kenny Tubby.
You on episode 3 of Marissa Podcasts. Hashtag yeah. Sponsored. Sponsored by William Podcast.
I'm next to Kenny Tubby. But in science, I sit next to you, which is very...
I'm smart.
I'm sitting next to a girl who's very enjoyable as well. I really like it. What we sign for maths, really? Or even English.
Wait, what? Who do I sit next to? Oh, yeah. Freya, what about you?
It's one of them, to be honest. I mean, one of them I do sit next to this boy, and he's actually really funny. And then I sit mostly next to girls then. So I would probably end up saying either English or religious, because I actually sit next to my friends.
Nice.
But also in history, because I sit next to someone.
Okay. My favorite lessons to sit next to someone. Well, the best seating plan, in my opinion, is English. English is my top one, probably. Then science.
Oh, no, science first.
And then my worst ones, actually. My worst ones are... what's it called? History.
History.
History in 15. Yep,
history. Oh,
we're next to one person and then next people. It's just a bit. Anyways, yeah. Freya. What lesson? No, I've already asked this. Freya, what do you usually do at break time slash lunch?
Break time to lunch. Oh, this one's hard. I think it's like sometimes I find it really boring because like you can never find your friends anywhere, and then you just sat next to one that you don't even know. Sometimes when I get the public bus with my friends, I also go on the bus with this one boy, and he only lives close to me, so basically I kind of just get on the bus with him and then I go to where I need to go. But it's mostly my friends because I never find him.
Nice. Marvin, what do you do?
At breaks and lunches. Like, at break, I just sit next to my friends, like... I sit next to Teletubby, I sit next to Teletubby a lot. I don't sit next to you, that's surprising. I don't know why. But I sit next to my friends, really. I just stay with my friends in the canteen.
Yeah, when I'm eating, I never actually see you, Marvin. I don't even know. Like, when I'm eating, I don't know where you are. Well, no, at breaks time, I don't eat. So I'm always outside. Actually, no. Yeah. Sometimes I just walk around in the break time place. But I never actually sit down and eat. But at lunchtime, when I'm eating, I actually don't see you until I've finished. Then I know where you are when I've finished. So, yeah. Freya.
Yeah?
Are you in any clubs, after school clubs?
Yeah.
What clubs
are
you in? Are you in the makeup SFX one?
No.
The choir?
No, I'm in boxing. That's
oh, boxing. I forgot boxing's on. Oh, nice. Marvin, what about you?
Depends, really.
Because
I'm pretty disciplined enough. Because I'm pretty disciplined enough. Like, sometimes I need to do my homework. Like, so after school, I go to the library.
Okay. That's really funky. That's cool. Me, I do one club. I think. Yes, one club. Which is nice because there's not really that much clubs right now. And the clubs that there are currently, I'm not really into them. Like art clubs, SFX makeup clubs. I'm not into art really. I'm not the best at art, so you know. Freya,
yeah.
Does it feel good to be back at school?
Both at the same time, no and yes.
Mixed emotions. Marvin, how do you feel to be back at school?
I felt really nervous at the start because I'm trying to make new friends, but at the same time, I had primary school people, like verbal. And then then I got used to the people. I feel a lot different from primary school, and it's kind of mixed. Some people I might not like. Some people I'm really good friends with.
Yeah. Okay, me personally, I was pretty confident. At the start, I was a bit nervous. Like, I wouldn't say I was nervous, because, you know, everyone else would be nervous. Everyone else would have the same emotions. So what's the point of being nervous when everyone else is also nervous? So I was just kind of excited, to be honest. I was like, okay, this is the same place I'm going to be spending my next few times, years and memories, the people I'm going to be spending my next years with. So I might as well not feel nervous and just express the moment and live the moment and enjoy the moment and memorize the moment. Freya,
yep.
Have you made any strong memories, like stuff that you just remember?
From primary school or high school up to now?
High school.
Let's think. Yes. Actually, yes.
Nice. That's pretty cool. Marvin, what about you? Have you made any significant, strong memories you'll remember?
No, not really. Not really.
Don't worry. You'll get them soon. Because, you know, it takes time. Because, you know, everyone's new to this. Everyone started. You know, everyone has, you know, their own comfort zone. Everyone has their own little box. And some people, you know, get out of the show. Don't worry. You'll get it soon. Don't worry. Me, I've made some memories. I won't go into detail. But, I just have. Freya, have you got an isolation?
Nope.
Marvin,
I've never been given a behavior point either.
Same.
I just got on with my work, to be honest.
Marvin, have you got an isolation? I don't think you have.
No,
have any of you got behavior points?
No.
No, I'm not ready to go.
I'm looking at people, but how do you get so much behavior points already? Like, bro, chill out. Like,
you know, yeah.
I don't know how you get behavior points so quickly.
At the start, in form, there's this person, and basically, the person got like 9 behavior points.
I think I know who you're talking about. I think he begins with an E, right?
Yeah, it's him.
Yep, I knew it. Okay, trips. Now, Marvin, a few back, there was a question I asked you and you wanted to talk about one of the trips you went on, right?
Yeah.
And you and Freya went on the same trip, right? At the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask Freya first, because Marvin's story will be longer than Freya, so I'm gonna start off with Freya and then I'll go Marvin, then I'll explain my experience. So Freya, have you been on any in school?
Yeah, we've been to Langdale.
Nice, how was it?
It was good, but the one thing is that people had to ruin it and they started going into people's rooms, stealing and everything. And then basically, me and my friends all were like so scared in the cabin. I started crying. I don't know how. Other people were just like screaming and running around, and I spotted people like going in and out of different rooms. So yeah.
Okay, Marvin. I think you've got a story to tell. Have you been on any trips?
I think I need a book for this. on the first day, it started all fine. Everyone was just chilling. Everyone did stuff. Yeah. The second day, okay.
Yeah, I'll get your reading books out.
Get your reading books out, yeah. And you're gonna have to wait. During lunch, there was a fight. And it was not like an ordinary one, it was a massive one. Literally everyone just did something about it. Some people ran to the teachers. I don't know if I did. I don't know. Maybe I did, maybe not. Maybe.
You'll never know.
The second fight, I forgot about this one. The second fight was between two girls, I think. Yeah. I think McCoy knows what I'm talking about. And the third one, three or four? Yeah, there were three. And then on the second day, there was a fight in my room. Me being the pet. No, I'm not the pet, but like me being the weirdo, told the teachers because I didn't want anything broken and I didn't want anything to be paying. So I told the teacher for the biggest mistake I ever did. And then finally there was a fight about two people. I think we're not gonna run talking about again. And ran to the teacher, like everyone, except for the people who were fighting.
Jeez Louise, that was crazy. Okay, I went on a trip. It wasn't at the same time as Freya and Marvin, but it was calm. It was a bit boring, you know, people shouting, people going into rooms. There was this thing, right? Room 3, which is the room I was in, we were teamed up with room 2. And there was also room 5. So it was like room 5 against room 2. And then we were next to room 2. And then room 2 and room 5 were just going at each other. Like, not like actual fighting. Like, there was no actual fights. But, like, people just coming in our rooms, running up. Bro, I'm not going to tell you what I did. Like, I won't go into detail for what I did. But I stood outside my door as a bodyguard. And anyone who came to our room, I dropped them and tackled them to the floor and held them. I was basically a door bodyguard to my room. So, yeah. Because everyone tried to come in our room because they heard that we got two rooms in our room. Because we did. We had like two rooms in one room. So, yeah. Cool, yeah. Freya. Freya and Marvin. Guess what? We are now leveling up on theme. We are now switching from how school is going so far to cartoons. Okay. Let's start off with some the cartoon questions we have. Freya.
Yeah.
What is your perspective on cartoons? What do you think of cartoons?
I mean, I don't watch that many cartoons because I just stick with what I like, but I do sometimes watch them. So the ones that I watch are kind of funny, I would say.
Nice. Marvin, what is your perspective on cartoons?
I used to watch them when I was like younger because, yeah. But now I just watch cartoons for fun. Like sometimes I'll just switch on the In the Night Garden for some reason. Always for babies. I don't know why. and switch it on. Yeah, I think it's very interesting because I think it's very interesting for the subject. Like, it's very interesting. Yeah. Silence intensifies.
Awkward silence moment.
Silence intensifies.
I just wonder what. Was... Okay.
Mirror, come hello.
What happened?
Okay, so, what is your opinion on network classics, Marvin?
What?
What's your opinions on network classics?
I am not 30 years old, so I haven't really experienced it when I was even alive. I watched some of them in Poland. Years ago, and I loved them.
They seem pretty decent, actually. Pretty good.
They're very good.
Nice. So the next question I'm gonna ask it for you, Mr. Garvin. What is your opinion on Nickelodeon's classics, for example, like SpongeBob?
Interesting. My opinion, Cartoon Network is better, but I think Nickelodeon has a very good show. That's a very good show back in the 90s or the 80s. But at the moment, Nickelodeon isn't the best channel at the moment.
Yeah.
Local sitcom, production shows. Like SpongeBob and Loud House. I don't know if Loud House is cancelled.
It's not cancelled out. Wait, let me just check. I don't think the Loud House is cancelled, because even if it was cancelled, that would be sad, because Loud House does carry, not gonna lie.
I think it's Vino announced cancellation after the movie, I think. I don't know.
It's not being cancelled.
Okay.
Still alive.
Yeah.
Okay, so my opinion on Nickelodeon classics I feel like Nickelodeon is really good, but generally nowadays it's just like I don't even know what they do. Like, there's some weird live action shows that like people like, I don't know, Fat Girl Lele or something like that. I don't know, but it's just, I don't even know. Like, remember the old classic, like Rugrats, Hey Arnold, Legends of the Hidden Temple, Unfabulous, Zoe 101, Victorious, It's Told by Ginger, like a bunch of random, like not random, old ones like Danny Phantom, Ned's by the School Survive, I remember that one. The Amanda Show, Kenan and Kel, and they did their little, I forgot what's it called, Good Burger, and stuff like that. Like Drake and Josh, iCarly, all really good stuff. But whatever they do, it's just, I don't know.
It was all local back then.
Let's see what they do now. They do like, I don't even know what they do. Blue's Clues and You, Danger Force, Ryan's Mystery Play. What do they do?
I think that's Nick Jr.
I don't know. Whatever they do now, it's just not my particular cup of tea. Marvin, I'm going to be asking you some questions because you are the cartoon. You know your cartoons. What is your opinion on the cartoons or shows that you watched when you were younger?
Very nostalgic. Like, me personally, I was a enormous fan of the Teletubbies. I even got Teletubbie merch, plushies.
Sick.
That's fun. I also found, like, In the Night Garden was a great show as well. It really set my mind up. Like, because like other ones, like the live action shows on TV were actually better than Nickelodeon, not gonna lie. They were actually better than Nickelodeon. I don't know how, but it was very nostalgic, the TV. Because when I see BBC, I just think, oh, I remember that. Like, I do that.
Yeah. Some nostalgia punches you in the face and you see it. It is a Rugrats 2021 series. I just found out.
Very, very.
I did not learn that. It's like they're doing that. I think that they're starting to realive things. Because remember, like, the iCarly reboot. They're bringing stuff back, I think.
Like the reboots on Cartoon Network are pretty bad. For example, the Powerpuff Girls group was bad. And Teen Titans Go was recent. And that... Teen Titans Go. Like, I do a reboot on any of the show, on any of the classics.
Well, I feel like Teen Titans Go is a bit overhated. It's a bit weird, but it's not that bad. It's questionable.
But the old Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Teen Titans had that anime animation mixed with the Western animation, and it also had that theme.
Yeah. So, Freya. This next question is for you. What is your opinion on the channels now? So, like, Disney Channel, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network. What do you think of them? Freya,
hello?
Freya's dead. Marvin, what do you think then?
Nickelodeon, as I said, kinda off lately.
Hello?
Hello, Freya.
Hi, sorry, something happened. And plus, I need
Don't worry, that's all right. Okay, don't worry, you can answer this question. What is your opinion on the channels now, like Disney Channel, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network?
I mean, it's pretty good, because like you can just watch some it. Listen up.
Yeah. Nice. Freya, again, what is your perspective on live action shows? Like, you know, those shows with the laugh effect. Like Drake and Josh, like a million other shows. Do you think the laugh's annoying, or do you like the laughs? Or like, I mean, oh, what do you think of the laugh shows?
I mean, it depends on how much they use it.
Yeah.
I overhear the
Yeah.
It just gets a bit weird.
In my opinion, the laugh track, if they use it too much. And some of the teachers,
when they use the laugh
track,
it's not even funny, the laugh track thing. Miracle,
hello? Freya. Mark. Hi, how you doing? In your opinion, do you think the shows that are like for kids are like 0 to 6 years old, them shows, do you think they're educational? Do you think the children learn anything from them? Like the babies or kids or toddlers?
Before Hello, Freya.
Hello.
Hello. We've now hit the halfway through the podcast, Mike. So, the next question for you is, what is, Freya, what is the worst show you've ever watched? But no offense to the show.
The worst?
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, just, like, any show.
Yeah, just any show at all that you just don't like. What's the worst in your opinion?
The one that I don't like, let's say. I don't know, because I don't watch as much, I say.
Yeah. Same, it'd be kind of hard to answer this one. Marvin, what do you think? You watch cartoons. Well, what do you think is the worst one in your opinion?
Okay, there's this show on Adult Swim, which I really shouldn't watch. It's called
Tomori.
It's called King Star King. I didn't watch it because I'll do this question. but it's for review and it was so bad. So it's disgusting. It's so gross. I don't recommend it.
I don't watch as much cartoons as I used to when I was younger because, you know, I'm not the most cartoonish person anymore as I used to be. Because, you know, I was a big cartoon guy, you see, I was a cartoon king. Well, no, not really. The shows that I used to watch, actually, were... I actually don't remember. Oh, I remember Wee Bear Bears. I don't know, that was good. One of the best shows on that. One of the best ones on Cartoon Network ever. Like, one of the best ones ever. I, like, stalk it everywhere. Now, we, Marvin, let's head to the next question for you. And let me give you guys a little insight on this. For this podcast, we are also going to... Because this is the last episode of Season 1. And Freya has never, ever been on a podcast on Season 1. And she doesn't really know how it works as much. So... Yeah. When we're talking about the podcast in Season 2, it'll only be me and Marvin. Right now. It'll only be me and Marvin discussing, you know, about Nerdstar Podcast in Season 2. Because, you know, we, you know about it more and all, so... let's continue with our cartoon questions. We don't have a lot left. What's your best show that you've watched?
Okay. It's actually pretty hard. So, I've got two options. Dexter's Laboratory. It was one of my favourite shows. It made me feel good. And one of my favourite shows. Or the Teletubbies. As I was addicted to it. Personally, I would say Teletubbies, like, for almost over 70. And I used to cry when it used to end, when I was like 5. When it ended, I used to cry when it ended.
wait, let me see when... Teletubbies actually ended, because I think it's been over a decade, I think. Has it?
They rebooted it.
Oh! Teletubbies reboot. Oh, yeah. Okay, so its first episode came out 31st of March, 1997.
Yeah.
And it ended in 2001.
Yeah.
So, it... in about 4 years. Now let me search up the reboot of Teletubbies. Oh, 2021.
No, not 21. It was 2015.
2015, I mean, yeah. Wow. So it's still premiering till now. All right. Yes, Marvin. You can watch your Teletubbies now. Yes. Teletubby will be happy. So watch Teletubby.
Yeah, Teletubby will be happy.
So do you think is working as an animation person an interesting job?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Yeah, it is. But when I was in year five, or fifth grade, I think. I don't know. I wanted to make my own show. But my pay, to be honest, if you get like a paycheck, then it won't be that big. So, big job. But now I want to be a computer hardware engineer or like CAO.
Nice.
But like, I'm the owner of a new company.
Furbco.
Yeah, Furbco. but my opinion is a computer hardware engineer will be like our central position. Like I want to always complete university. That's
my. Yeah. University, because that's pretty good. Marvin, this is a fun little question I actually wanted to ask you a while ago, I think. Would you ever, like, at the time and age you are right now, would you ever, because, you know, there is a studio that is accessible to us, like a recording one, or you can go to a recording studio. Would you ever make your own animated show with your friends and then, you know, stuff like that? Like your own animation?
I always wanted to. I would write a book. I'd write a book if I'm honest. And then I'll do a show. Then I'll do the opposite. But I listened to the show. Like, I was always planning to do, like, a person and a pet or something. But, like, that wouldn't work out. So I was thinking, like, if I would do my own animated show, it would take me, like, 6 years to animate it.
I'm actually thinking, if you would do one, I'd probably help. I'd help you do it. Don't worry, we'd succeed. I'll help you. You'll be the main animation jar guy. What is your opinion on anime?
Anime? I watch it. Not like the popular ones, not really. Like, I'm watching The Blood of Zeus at the moment. My friend told me to check it, like check the anime out. I forgot what it's called, but I'm gonna check it out on Netflix. Like, I think today or tomorrow, I don't know. I'm watching The Blood of Zeus on Netflix. I don't think that's good or not, but it's pretty good. It's a Netflix original anime. But overall, anime, I used to, when I was like 4, when I found out what existed, I was like, I don't like it. But then I got used to it, and then I liked it. Then, you know.
What's your favorite anime?
My favorite anime? I don't know, that's a good question. I think some people know. I don't know. Really, I have Blood of Zeus. I think I'm watching now. It's really good. I recommend it. I think The Blood of Zeus is
good. Oh, the worst anime.
Oh. I can't really watch any. I haven't been watched like kind of anime. But like, a success criteria to be the worst anime is to have the worst anime part, a bad dialogue, and to be very, very, very cringe. That's the unsuccess criteria for anime.
Yeah. What do you think of cartoons just around the world, generally?
I've come, like, Polish cartoons, they're very good. Like, during the communist World War II, like, the shows were actually very good, in Poland. Russian cartoons at the moment and back then. In the Soviet Union, Czechoslovakian or Czechian or Slovakian, the cartoons are very good. Also, going to American cartoons, one of the most popular is the press. I don't know, Russian cartoons are best, maybe one of them, or Polish even. UK cartoons are okay.
Nice. Okay. Now, what would you do if there was no cartoons? I did talk about at the same time how, you know, Freya is very much new to the whole podcast.
So we
switched the theme and we're now going to discuss the theme of we're gonna now discuss just the podcast in general. So yeah, to start off, Marvin, what do you think the podcast needs?
It needs a tier list, like rating thing. I think it needs that, to be honest. And it kind of needs a bit of a new background, maybe a bit of animation mixed into it.
Yeah. We are doing that soon, don't worry. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
So, that's nice. Personally, I think that the podcast, what's happening in season 2 is we're going to have a new song to the background. As you can hear the song that's playing right now, we're going to change it. We are going to change the front screen of the logo, like the picture, and just some things are going to be changing, stuff changing, switching around. What do you think season 2 should include?
Editing one of my videos as well. You know, it's a bit tiring, like, do all that. Yeah, like, if you do it, like, it's kind of a cringe statement, but I think you need workers like me.
I feel like, you know, right now, as of how I am now, workers could be a possible thing. But right now, where how I am, I feel like I should do most of my editing right now just as experience and upgrade my own editing before I can also get other people. Because if I'm getting other people to edit and I don't even know how to edit myself, then, you know, I'm gonna do some editing myself and then I'll get some other people. So, yeah.
But I can add, you know how me and you just plan the podcast on, plan the proper podcast, yeah?
Yep.
I can plan the podcast for you if you want.
Oh. You'll get paid for that. Yeah, that'll be a new addition. So yeah, what do you think? What's your opinions on the podcast so far?
Very good. Like how it's structured and how it is very good. Very good. Very good how it is so far. I can't believe how successful it is. It's actually a great addition, in my opinion. It's an interesting subject. Especially season one, how it came out good. Mainly some episodes. Like the early episodes, episode 1, 2, 3. Like the first 4 episodes were very good. But how the Apple podcast came out in general, that is very good. It came out so well. I can't believe it. Very good. And by the way, not to brag, which was my idea.
So the next question is, what's your favorite episode? What are your favorite episodes?
Okay, I'm gonna say episode one. Like, not a massive ego. So, episode 1 wasn't really an interesting episode because, I don't know, it was interesting. America, can you edit this part out?
Episode 1, episode 1, my favorite episode, personally, my favorite episodes are, episodes 1 is pretty good, I'm not gonna lie. Episode 3 is also pretty good. Yeah. Episode 5 is my best one. Episode 6 is pretty informing. Episode 7 is probably ones. Episode 8 is pretty nice, pretty cool. Nice gaming and rap talk. Episode 9 is just random. And so what's yours? What's your favorite?
One was very, very good. How it came out was very good. The dialogue was very good. Episode 2, that was also interesting. Episode 3 was probably one of my favorites. Like, top 2. Episode 3, top 3. Episode 3 was all very good. Episode 4, I really think you spoke about the subject. Was one of my favorites. That was okay, but I'm not really interested. Episode 6 was okay. Episode 7, I'm not really interested in it. It was a good episode, but I'm not really interested in the subject.
It was with Chloe.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 7 was Roblox. Episode 6 is mental health. Episode 7 is Roblox.
Episode 8 was very good. Episode 8 was a very good episode with
Yeah.
It's a good subject, but I didn't watch it because I thought I'd get it was kind of boring subject, no sense. But it was okay subject. It was not good subject. I like who you pick, like great. It's a unique,
to be honest. Yeah, she's a very random person, Grady. Grady's very, weird. Okay, so what themes should be included in season 2? We already had a similar question to this, never mind. What's some positive things about the podcast?
Are very good. Some of them might be boring, no, but some of them might be very good, like episode 3 and 8, both very good subjects to talk about. Episode 6 was also very interesting subject. I really like mental health, in my opinion. I really like it. Yeah, and then episode four as well was very good. The best was probably episode 3. Or episode 1 then, because I'm weak. I've got that.
What are some negatives?
Some of the subjects were pretty boring. I didn't really enjoy it,
Even for me, sometimes to even sit there and record it for like a whole hour, it was pretty boring for me too. It was just
What? Some of the subjects were pretty boring. Sometimes, like for example, episode 7. No offense to Yvonne, but that was pretty boring. I really wasn't.
The podcast is just generally based on who is into the subject. If you're not into Roblox, don't watch the Roblox one. If you're not into just depends on the subject. If you're not on episode 3, if you're not into football, history, music, or Minecraft, don't watch that one. Episode 4, if you're not really into learning about geography or learning about different countries, then don't watch that one. And stuff like that. Episode 5, if you're not into drama or acting, don't watch that one. It just depends and differentiates for each episode.
Has a massive link with episode 3.
Yeah. So next question, Marvin. What episode has been the most interesting to listen?
The most interesting?
Yeah.
Like I said, most interesting, I really like episode 4 and 6. And I also really like episode 3 and 8. And I also extremely like episode 1 because it's me in it, like obviously. That's what I can do. Episode 6 is the one with the most subjects in it. So like that's episode 3.
Episode 3 is a variety of different things. Because if you're not interested in football, then you might be interested in history and music. If you're not interested in Minecraft, you can listen to just the other subjects.
And if you like
teletubbies,
then then
you can listen to Teletubbies speak.
Yeah.
How do you think people's views impact the podcast?
Okay, the views. I mean, it's very big. Like, I see when I go on YouTube, I see 40 views each video minimum, 40-30 views minimum, or 20 videos,
attentive use. And that's a lot. In my opinion.
Yeah.
I think, like, for example, the first episode and the fourth episode, they're really big. And yeah, and compared to your Fortnite video, no offense, it actually has time more of these things than what I call that video.
Yeah.
Sorry, turn.
Well, it's fair because, you know, at least it's a change to something, I guess. Should I start putting more than two people at the same time?
For season two people only. Maximum two people. Because
yeah,
three people will be too much for
them. Yeah.
Very hard to record three people and you. Very hard. So for now, do two people.
Yeah. Okay. That's the end. That's the wrap of season one, I guess. It's a very... And today's quote, I've not actually thought of it. It is, school, it could be cool, but I'd rather swim in a pool. Boom. Yeah. Must be school. So yeah. Thank you guys for watching and making it all the way to season one. If you guys enjoy and are willing to see all the way to season two, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Remember, it's available on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Overcast, Pocket Casts, and a bunch of other things that are available on. Marvin, is there anything you want to say?
Season two is coming out, guys.
Yes, sir.
Season two will be better, I think.
Yep. Maybe you'll never know. And Marvin will be the new podcast question planner. Guys, so yeah, yeah, season two is coming out 11th of December. I will see you all in the next one. Have a good day, Mirror fam, and bye bye.